Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me, Mr. Humble around here. 34 after the hour, thank you very much. For hanging out with me, always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to introduce you to our good friend Bruce Piasecki. Bruce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president, the founder of AHC Group, which is a company that's doing more to help people like you and me understand the concept of sustainability than anybody I know. He's written many, many books. His newest one is Doing More with Less, which is taking the world by storm. And I meant what I said, folks. Bruce really has helped me. And talking to him, working with him, reading his stuff, to understand why, how a new book coming out called Doing More with Teams, and he's going to give you a glimpse at it today, unlike anybody else has gotten. Bruce Piasecki, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's always good to be back where you are. I'm looking out my window in snow, so I can imagine you got some nice weather down there.
We're doing good. Hey, Bruce, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on the global success of Doing More with Less. Of course, it all stems back to when you launched the book on my show.
I think so.
Of course.
Well, that's why you need such a wide berth to your doors, Jim.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And also the mantle. I like that idea.
Exactly. And
let
so,
me tell your readers, because some of your listeners know that Doing More with Less podcast and everything. So just go to the title, Doing More with Less, and then put in the word book.com, and you get how fortunate I've been. You know, it's in Audible.com and so forth and so
it's
on.
It's a great product that many people are benefiting from, but I'm glad to know that you're taking that theme and extending it to the concept of teamwork. Why did you decide to do that?
The publisher encouraged a multi-book series, but I would also say that my wonderful wife, Andrea, of 31 years, after I came out and signed this idea of the multiple book series, she said, well, soon you're going to be wearing a white chef's uniform with the hat, and it's going to say, Doing More with Salsa on it. And I had to disagree, and I said, I'm afraid it's going to have to be, at my age, Doing More with Zumba, because I certainly like watching those dancers.
Well, that's
a good research topic.
That's the reason why a friend of mine on his 1040 form wrote, scratched out spouse and wrote critic. You can always count on the wives. So what about teams, though? Why teams?
Sure. Let me tell you about this book. So after hitting the New York Times bestseller and the Wall Street Journal bestseller and a couple other lists, like Publishers Weekly has been kind to me on Doing More with Less, I started writing the book on teams, and frankly, Jim, part of it was because my whole life has been defined from sports to my own firm by teamwork. Mm-hmm. And so I started writing it. I've concluded that over the years I've come to realize a truth that has permeated all my work with large multinationals, you know, my own books, and every aspect of my life from the way I run my firm, to my family, to how I view the future, and that is that the team is more powerful than the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had
I like. There's one passage in your book that I love, and I want to read it. And Bruce says, "In sharing shoulder strength, the full team is always stronger than wax wings of the superstar."
And we do hope that in this half an hour we talk about some of my new findings on what went wrong with Lance Armstrong. But I do want to first give your listeners a sense that, you know, in this great world of gain and loss, there is something about teams that expands the experience of being human. Mm-hmm. So if you just look at us as an economic entity, like Marx did, or if you just look at us as a psychodynamic internal struggle like Freud did, you really miss the beauty and the magic of teams.
Right.
Teams can extend our wings because they do it in very practical and pragmatic and measurable ways, like in sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a book for sports readers and lovers, for military.
But the foundation of all of that, the foundation of all of that is the personal capital that we bank with each other and the trust that we build, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. And I think in small
business, that's where the sustainability comes from, isn't it?
Well, and for me, sustainability is about having a business can live and thrive in the near future. So for me, they're becoming tributaries in the same strong river.
Right.
And so what I find
Bruce, hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, folks. The new book is not out yet. It's coming out later this spring. Doing More with Teams is the companion book, the follow-up to Doing More with Less, the award-winning book Bruce Piasecki launched on this show about a year ago. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about what Bruce thinks about teams as a sustainability issue in your business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.